Hello, good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because it is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to one question. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we open the phone lines after the first break. I want to talk about some up-and-coming events. All year, we've been doing free teleclasses, usually on the third Tuesday of the month. You can listen to those teleclasses, playback numbers. All the numbers are on the website, the PIN numbers. You can listen to those. Those are really important. They give a lot of information about all the changes that are happening right now. People are feeling it. People are really increasingly feeling the energy. All you have to do is pick up the paper, look at the news, and see that the energy effects that are happening on the Earth right now, actually throughout the whole universe, is affecting us individually. And you really want to start thinking about how your macro world is a reflection, the outside world. The macro world is a reflection of what's going on in your inside world, your micro world. And this is a real great time of change. So you really want to get the information that's available so it can help you go through, as I say, either kicking or screaming or grace and ease. Because one thing is for sure, we are amongst change. We are going to change. Each and every single one of us are amongst this whole transformational energy. We're entering the energy of November, which is all about transformation. The Scorpio energy is really the Plutonian energy that can really help us make major changes. And I've been saying in a couple of those classes that my guides told me that we're going through this releasing of what they call the death program. And at first I didn't want to bring that word up, death, because I know that either deep unconsciously or consciously it makes people afraid. But when you really hear what this energy is about, to think of these waves of energy that's here, and I look at it as a great big comb that could go through our energetic hair and get the snarls out. And the snarls are our blocks. The blocks affect our life. And so when we realize that there's a great big influence for us right now, all of us, individually and collectively, for us to release our fear of death, and that's not only about physical death, that's about emotional death, mental death, spiritual death, and so we really are having these great big influences right now through the whole fall, actually the rest of the year, for us to really release our deep-seated fears of death. And again, it doesn't have to be physical death. It could be a death of the end of a relationship is considered a death. The end of a job is considered a death. A physical, mental, emotional, spiritual death. So we understand that there's a great influence with us to really go through that process so we could get to the light at the end of the tunnel. Life is a circle that we're constantly, if we look out at nature and really follow the examples of nature, nature doesn't resist. The seasons change. I live in the East Coast in Connecticut in particular, and I watch the seasons change all the time. And I watch right now the leaves are getting ready to change and they're getting all colorful. And so the nature doesn't resist the change that's happening continuously to her. She naturally goes along with it. And so if we were to follow along our own changes and follow our own intuitions and really stop resisting the changes and understanding that we're here to change. And the one thing that is constant is change. And that's the only thing that's constant. And if we really adapted that made that our truth, that change is a constant, is going to continuously happen to us our whole life. Because most of us, the biggest thing that I see people resisting from blocking themselves from getting out of a relationship that's toxic or that it served its purpose, that it was karmic, it served its purpose, or they want to change a job and they're really feeling that urgency to get out of the job, and they don't change it because of the security that the job offers. And then they see if they went and followed their path that they would have had greater success if they followed their heart. So we really want to adapt this energetic flexibility is what my guides called it, to be energetically flexible for us to not to get rigid in our beliefs, to rigid in the way things should be, to be really energetically flexible and to be able to go with what our guidance is, because we are constantly being given guidance. And part of the biggest thing that gets people confused about their guidance is what, to me, it looks like an energetic static, or consider an analogy of a radio show. So you could listen to a radio show and it could come in really crystal clear. And so the more clear we are, the less we have those energetic snarls within our energy field, the more we can feel the guidance that we're having. We can hear our higher self, our guides, our angels, and we could be going through life with much more grace and ease. When we have those snarls, we energetically get more static, and that static creates confusion, and that confusion makes us stand still. It's like we energetically get very blocks. We get very, when I look at somebody's energy field, it gets very tight. It looks like a steel rod is up their back. And when I see those symbols, another person's in this posture of just freezing. It's like a deer in the headlight kind of energetic posture that people have when they feel change is amongst them. So we really want to adapt that energy. I mean, the real feeling of being able to go with the flow and to be able to not resist what's going on with us. Because, again, change is constant. That's the only thing that is constant in our lives. And so we want to really adapt to that change, because what I'm seeing, feeling, sensing, a lot of people are saying is the change, major change, is amongst all of us. It's happening all around the world. And, again, you could be living up in the mountains in Swahili, and you're going to be hearing, feeling, or sensing these changes. And also I was just getting into meditation over the weekend, and I was really getting influenced. I saw all the different planets, and I've studied astrology, but not really deeply, but I know that we are profoundly affected by the planets. And I was just listening to a couple other astrologers, and if we look at the planets that are kind of like our family members that are here to help us, they all have different properties. We all are attuned, like our birthday, we're attuned more to like are those influences of the certain planets that we're aligned to have a stronger influence. And if we look at these planets as helpers, as that they're guiders for us, that they are coming in with a different energy signature, that they come in here with gifts that we could attune to, and they also have us a certain energy code that we could, when we work with it, it can help us, because we have guidance all around us. And when we get out of the static, when we get out of our own heads, our own mental emotional bodies that block us, then we can feel, sense, and hear all the guidance that is around us. That's when we feel like we have our energy tubes wide open, and we have the ability with the energies that are coming down right now to really clear out our tubes. I call it like a great big rotor cleansing and clearing with our energetic tubes. And so when we have the clearer tubes, we are much more energetic, have that flexibility. When we have that flexibility, we're much more in flow. When we're much more in flow, then we notice the synchronistic things that come up. We notice the guidance that's, again, all around us, and we know what step to take, both individually and collectively. And again, every single one of us are feeling these effects right now. And that goes back to why for years and years and years now I've been always talking about doing different energy exercises. And all of the free classes or any of the classes that I'm doing, I always start with the energy cleansing or clearing and end with one, attunement. And that's because that clears, that gets those energetic snarls out of our energy fields. And the way I see it, we're really entering a period where we are going to have to do something. And it doesn't mean do what I am recommending. It's the biggest thing is for you to get into a habit of doing it. And I've said this many times, that by not doing an energy cleansing, clearing, grounding, it's like not taking a bath, not washing your hair, not brushing your teeth for years, days, weeks, no matter how, it depends on how often you do it. But if we really want to go with the flow and feel the influences and really be able to go with these change of times of great change with much more grace and ease, you really want to get yourself into a good energetic habit. It's just like hygiene. You want to be in a good personal hygiene that is a very good habit. It's the same with the energy body. And it could, because you're going to be feeling the influences now more and more if you feel clogged. And there's plenty of things out there. There's sound therapy. There's yoga. There's many, many different things. And so what is the most important thing is doing those things that resonate with you, because you're going to remember to do those. And I always tell people, too, to put post-its when they're starting to get into a habit of doing energy exercises, to put post-its where you brush your teeth, where on your refrigerator, on your car, and just a little note for yourself to check in with yourself throughout the day. And you really ask yourself, am I tight right now? Am I contracting my energy, or am I open and more flowing? And then get a couple of those techniques down, and they don't take long. They could take less than 30 seconds. And the more that you do that, you literally are exercising and getting those snarls out of your energetic bodies. And then it becomes such a habit, literally a habit, that you feel odd if you don't do those energy cleansing and clearings. And so there's tons of them out there. And I do offer 5 free ones that people can email me at union1111@yahoo.com and get those energy techniques and be able to work with them. And again, if they don't resonate with you, there's plenty of those out there, and they don't have to be long, hard, or it's not about the length of time. It's about clearing out those energetic tubes for you to be able to hold more of that light, because that's what this whole period is about, for us recognizing and remembering that we are the angels having the human experience, and most of us carry that angel component symbolically very far away from ourselves. And when we really start feeling, sensing, and imagining ourselves embodying and being the angel having a human experience, you're literally bringing a higher frequency down into your physical body, radiating it out through your emotional, mental, spiritual bodies, and then your whole, everything in your life changes. The way you see life, the way you relate to life, everything changes because you're raising your frequency and clearing those blocks out. And so there's plenty of support around with us now. And again, this is a time of change. We're entering into that fall season, so that when we have the change of seasons, it's a great time to change things around. In Chinese medicine, they tell us to often eat different foods to be in line with the energy shifts that are happening right now, the nature shifts. And so really take the, say to yourself, how am I treating myself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually? And be willing to, again, make those changes. You'll notice it instantly in your life. So those are little hints of the day. We're going to go to our break, and we're going to open up the phone lines. And we're here live today. I know I've been on vacation, so we are open phone lines. I'm here live. And so you could call back in a few minutes.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupe is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupe can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Welcome back to the Carol Kram Show, and I'm here with you live, back from traveling around the world. I went to Wales, went to the UK, had a few things coming on, so We're here with open phone lines, and you could call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And speaking of those phone lines, Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
You make it sound so simple and easy. Oh, just, you know, traveling around the world, just, you know, globally and internationally, setting the mood. What was your favorite spot, Carrie? I can't let you go to a caller yet.
Oh my gosh, Wales is absolutely beautiful.
Okay.
Where it was is right in the mountain, and it's so absolutely gorgeous, and I had great weather, and it was sunny the whole time, and it was absolutely beautiful.
All right.
Mystical, magical.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Something we should have had here while you were gone, but you experienced
indeed.
A little bit of weather outfall. You know, it happens. But aside from that, everyone, I guess, join Carrie next time when she goes to Wales.
Yeah, indeed.
All right. Well, let's go to these phones. We have now Melissa calling in from Edmonds, Washington. She's currently out of work for some medical reasons. She's looking for actually a possible settlement. Is it going to work in her favor or not? So, Melissa, welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm out on medical leave, but I still have a job. I'm actually scheduled to go back to work at the end of the week. But I just have this feeling like I won't have to go back to work because I've got this pending settlement, and there's been some situations at work going on that has made it really uncomfortable. And I was just wondering if you saw anything going on there, just because I don't have any fear about not being financially secure or anything, and I actually even feel kind of light about it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's just like lots coming in.
Do you have somebody that's at work right now that's in your corner that's like a representation of, like, you know, how they have union people that back you up? Do you have somebody?
No, not necessarily. It's not that kind of job. But
okay.
The settlement that I have is from a previous job.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm picking up because I see this woman that's in your corner that is actually could be quite a pit bull, and so that could be part of the settlement part. But especially, so you're supposed to be coming back this Friday, you said?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
I keep on getting a Thursday that you should make calls, call in, see what's going on. Are you connected to anybody in that office right now where you're working?
Yeah, I've been chatting with them off and on, sure.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm in sales.
Yeah. All right. Because energetically what I'm doing is I'm reading what you're doing, and why you're feeling so free is that you imagine yourself, your energy body is in front of a doorway that's leaving. And so then I look and I turn you around and I see what's going on. So you're more than halfway out of that energetic door. And so when we're three-quarters of the way out and we want to get out of there, or it's done its time, or as I was talking earlier, sometimes we have a job for a while and it's time for us to move on and do something else, right? And so energetically when you're three-quarters there, that's when we could feel expanded, because when we stay in those places, we could feel boxed in and weighted down and all the other stuff. And so, and that will give you a sense of feeling freedom, feeling that everything will work out. And I'm also seeing this like energetic safety net coming underneath your feet. And that's my symbol of being secure, safe, and having that financial security. So that's why you could be, again, feeling that you don't have any the kind of worries. And I'm literally seeing an umbrella start to form over your head. And that's one of my symbols of, again, a form of protection. But I'm also seeing, do you have a certain direction that you want to go into? And especially December and January, I have ideas of what you want to do. And it feels like more like self-employment than being underneath somebody's gun, or at least that you're working outside of your own home, where a lot of people are starting to, a lot of businesses are recognizing that it's cheaper to have people work out of their house, because certain people in particular, they thrive out of their house versus working in the office. So have you already started putting your energy into that?
Well, I've always wanted to be a type of philanthropist.
Yeah.
But I'm going to need some funds for that, and I have certain goals that I'm you know, aspiring to.
Okay.
And that's what I'd ultimately like to do.
Okay. Well, I definitely would encourage you to put your heart's energy into your heart's desires. Think of this mantra that my guides gave me. What feels light for you is right for you, and what makes you feel excited, what gives you passion, what gives you excitement, what makes you jump out of bed and just feel really energetically flexible, just really lights our fire, literally. It gives us a higher vibrational energy, because that's going to be able to create a magnetic pull to pull in those opportunities for us. And the one thing when I'm seeing the one quarter of your body that's still there, I look at this tube that is coming. It's like right around your, attached to your second chakra, and it's a rather thick cord that's holding you down. And there's this little man that's like shrunk, and he almost looks like a the Munchkins from the Little Brick Road, and he would be symbolic of like the rules, the patriarchal rules of what we do. So that would be subconscious patterns, because the third chakra is all about self-esteem, self-worth, feed the subconscious patterns in our energy body. And so I would really encourage you over the next couple of days, into the next couple of weeks, of really clearing out old patterns that have to do of what we're taught. Like we really have this collective old programming that we should get as we grow up, get a job, stay there, have a pension, like all the things we should do. But what we're realizing that those old patterns are really outdated. And the more we start following what we love to do and do what we love, then those things kind of work out. So you're really in this period of breaking. Not only the work position is where you're showing growth in all different departments of yourself, physically, mentally, emotionally, and really breaking free from the norm and to really being able to create energetic freedom for yourself, which is a real good thing. And going back to the settlement, how come I keep on getting pulled to the end of November to December? Are there meetings that are happening with that settlement?
I don't know. I don't know. It's when the surgery that I just underwent, it kind of came to light some new situations that they probably want to get out from under it.
Okay. Because all of a sudden, everything seems like it's rolling when it gets into November, December, January for you. In a positive way, as far as the settlement starting to roll and starting to take action, and people starting, I'm looking at things coming underneath a rock, and I'm watching all these like worms come out of a rock. That's my symbol of things coming to the surface. Think of worms or transformers energy. Think of how they help the soil. So that's creating new soil for underneath you. So that's another positive thing. When it comes to Friday, as far as you coming to work, I wouldn't lay out your clothes not to, because you might have to make an appearance there. Or because I do see you coming in, and it feels like a wrapping up, because I'm watching you go into the door, going around. It looks like you're gathering things or even saying hello and goodbye to people at the same time. Then it looks like you turn this corner, and then I see you going back out the door. It doesn't look from Friday to exactly next Monday, but there is a part where they could even be calling you in and saying that, so you just had surgery. Is there any reason for you that people might not want you in there, because that you could be a possible risk that they don't want? A friend of mine just went through this whole medical thing, and that if the people at her work want her at 100% tip-top shape, because they don't, right now she could be shaky work, she could be an at-risk thing, where if she went in there and had anything happen to her, then she would become a workers' comp case. Is there something similar with your recent surgery stuff?
Well, no, but we have a new general sales manager, and he can't stand me, and he's trying to.
Okay.
And I'm the top person there, so he's trying to find any way. Even though the owner and everybody loves me, he can't stand me.
Okay. All right. That could be why I'm even seeing you going in there and even making an appearance. You know what I mean? Because when you're walking through, you almost look like the queen, or I'm even seeing Princess Diana when she would go to events where she'd be all dressed up. She would be like, you know, you could tell she was in her glory, and you're walking around and again talking to people, and just like I literally see you like collecting things, or it's like saying hello, goodbye to people, right? And so think of you're collecting, just making contacts with people that you're going to still be in contact with, and saying goodbye to those people that you haven't. The person, think of the sales manager, is the perfect advocate for you to get yourself out of there, and the umbrella of protection would be the bosses and owners liking you. So you do have a part of protection, and there does seem something very significant, like by not showing up. He looks like this that cartoon villain that used to be on, like Count Dracula, like a cereal commercial. He has this black cape on and a pencil mustache, and so he could feel like if you knock on, he could be like, aha, see, I told you, she's trying to manipulate or change things around, or da 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 da. And so when you're walking in with this sense of, again, calmness, a sense of collection, of just really gathering your even belongings or whatever, making an appearance, he's not going to be able to say see, you know what I mean? And it seems like this Thursday there could be some call of somebody that's above him that is encouraging you to come in to talk about things. Because then when I see a symbol of a great big iron, that's my symbol of things getting ironed out, and then it looks like you get handed an energetic permission slip, and that permission slip could be permission to stay out longer, to make sure that you're, you know, all back in order or something like along those lines. Permission to say, hey, you can, or giving you permission to leave, and that could even be symbolic, and that's where it's getting that, the last one quarter of your body out of that door. And then I see you standing in what looks like this foyer, and so that could be like this germination period, and then I see you stepping out into the sun, and that's my symbol of really stepping into, that feeling like you're really empowered, directing your energy, doing what you want to do, love what you do, and doing what you love, and all that. And this, again, seems like it's really from now to the beginning of next year, it's really falling in place for you. But there, especially if you get a physical phone call on Thursday, or if you're talking to people in there and they're encouraging you to make some appearance, I would really encourage you to do it, because it does seem to give him some ammunition if you don't. You know what I mean? And so,
okay.
But again, the way
I do have permission.
What's that?
I do have permission to stay out until the end of November.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Is there any reason why you're going back in then at the end of the week?
I'm just kind of bored.
Okay. All right.
I mean, yeah, I guess that's what it is. I feel like I should be doing something.
Okay. All right.
But
that's
it's not like
it
I feel it. And, mm-hmm. I'm pulled to go do it. It's not like I have a calling.
Right, right. Well, you could look at it this way, too, that, Melissa, that having permission, because I'm literally seeing permission slips, right, that the time that for through November, because things are starting to really roll in November and start to really take form with you, that you could be working with the time of November, what am I doing next, you know what I mean, and start putting literally your energy into what do I want to do next. And I know I heard my music, that's my cue for my break, and so I'd really pay attention, look at that, go and scope the area out and feel, are you ready to be back there, because it's going to feel a lot different from you. And you'll listen to the Carol Connor Show, and we're going to say good luck to Melissa, and we'll be back right after these short few messages.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Elderberries, a truly useful herb for this time of year. These fruits are anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antiviral, immune-boosting, and protective to the body. Taken preventively, this herb can help ward off colds and flus, and is excellent taken as a syrup, either homemade or pre-bottled. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour, and you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, speaking of those phone lines, why don't we go to those?
I would love to do that, and we are now going to head off to Northville, Michigan, where we have Anne calling in, and she has a question about some new leads for a business. So, Anne, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Good. How are you, Anne?
Good, thank you.
Hey, Anne, just one quick favor. Do you mind taking us off speakerphone, if that's cool?
Oh.
Thank you. Just give us a little bit better.
Hi, how are you?
There we go.
There
thank
you.
You.
Much better. Much better.
Okay, so, great. I'm in the process of putting together a new lease for 2013, and just wondering what you think about that.
What, say that again. I missed the first part. A new lease.
I'm getting ready to sign a new lease for 2013 for my business. It would be actually, my lease is up next December, so mm-hmm. we have another lease coming in for 2013. I wanted mm-hmm. to see how you feel about that.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to sign it to 2013?
I have to sign it now.
Okay.
All
right. Back in June of 2011, I see your feet like pointing 90 degrees left and right. And that means to me really feeling split and divided. Were you really feeling the shifts in about doing something different or new this over June and July of this year?
Not something different, but I have a couple partners that are partners with me that don't want to be involved anymore as of 2013. I'm
okay.
just wondering if it's a good idea. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because that's
so
all of a sudden, when I look at the business, all of a sudden I saw this again, this kind of splitting of the energy, going in different directions that started in June, July. So if they go off in a different direction, you're doing this on your own then?
No, a couple other people.
Okay. All right. And it goes to 2013?
No, it would be starting 2013, probably for 3 more years.
Okay. All right. What I'm seeing is, and that all the partners are, there's a couple partners that are up in the air, right? And so a lot of times I'll check things all different ways. I turn things sideways, upways, downways, then I look at things in all different positions. I mean, it's to give me an answer. But my first thing is that I'm reading your energy and I'm seeing you signing it and going for it. But then I noticed your signature looks like it's very light. It's like, it looks like it's dotted almost. And so sometimes when we have hesitation or whatever, that's when I'll see the dotted line. Instead of somebody that's like really committed to it, then it looks like their pen is actually really dark and it just shines to me. But what I'm seeing part of it is influence of other people that are around you that, are, again, it can energetically kind of be up in the air right now. Part of the up in the air could literally be them looking outside and looking at the economy and feeling up in the air for everything, you know, about everything. And so they're feeling afraid and all of that kind of stuff. And we want to understand that absolutely affects us. I mean, the outside world, as I was saying earlier, is a reflection of what's going on within ourselves, and especially because it's on the right side of the business. So I literally am reading the energy of the business, and I'm seeing all the people around it. And I see the right side up in the air. And the way I read energy, the right side represents now and coming into the future, right? And so energetically, I like to see something more grounded than up in the air, right? But I want to be clear that I could be reading people's emotions of feeling up in the air. And so I'd want to make sure when you're signing the lease that everyone feels in, like, grounded into this, committed to this, like that they're energetically putting their roots into this, because it takes a a lot of pressure for one person to put all their energy into it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And do you have?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling. Yeah.
Is there two other partners besides yourself?
No, there's six of us.
Six of you? So I'm seeing that three could be up in the air, or at least two definitely are up in the air, and one is like halfway on the fence. And so I'd really encourage you to have like a meeting to make sure that everyone is verbally committing and saying what they're going to do as far as putting their energy into it, grounding their ideas, or at least expressing their fears so they can get it out into the open, and then they could get cleared up, right? Because, when I'm looking at half of it, it's like kind of up in the air. You want to energetically, what you're doing to the business is literally planting it and then planting it in the ground, and think about putting symbolic Miracle-Gro around that. When I see that, it's literally putting our energy into it, and that Miracle-Gro makes things grow, right? And so
my question is the business is doing very well.
Yeah.
There's two people. One's going to move out of state, and the other one wants to retire because he's older.
Okay.
I'm not worried about the business is doing very well.
Yeah.
But I don't want it on my – it's always on my shoulders anyway. I don't want it to be all on my shoulders with just four partners, because it's going to be me, the main person, handling everything.
Right.
I'm just wondering – we've been in this business for over 20 years. It's doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
But I
mm-hmm.
just don't want to find something and have it all on my shoulders by myself again.
That's exactly what I'm saying, and it doesn't even have to be to do with when you want to bring in the Miracle-Gro, and this is all about people not being rooted and grounded into it. If they're not, and I'm seeing two people and one other person kind of on the fence, right? You just talked about two people, one moving out of state, one wanting to retire.
Yeah.
And so you know that there's people that are already energetically already out of there, right? I see another person, again, on the fence. So it's really important for you to say, hey, what are we doing here to have it not land all on me? Because then the business literally is energetically on your back, on your shoulders, right? And then all of a sudden it could be extremely successful, but it doesn't make sure it drains the joy out of it, right? Because it's when something's on your shoulder.
I'm not worried about that so much, because I'm used to handling everything. I'm not worried about them. But is the business going to be successful enough for me to say, okay, let's sign it? I don't care about them. I'll handle all the business and any of it. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But I don't.
Well, if you want a simple yes and no, I'd say yes, but I'm also going to say that when I see it on your shoulders and I'm reading things up in the air, I would really encourage you to pay attention to what I'm saying, because it means to me that the way I'm reading the energy patterns is that it could take a toll on you physically, mentally, emotionally, of feeling all the stuff on you. And so having a meeting, having things, people talk things out, is like really planting new seeds so it would continue to succeed in a much balanced way. Right. And so, and that would even have more success when everyone's doing their part. Right. When think about energetically, when everyone's putting their energy into it. Yes, you could have one person that's the super person that comes in and does it. It happens a lot. But eventually there's like it takes a toll on the business, on the energy, on the people. Right. And so then things start feeling like floppy, or people start doing what I call the time to make the donut job. So they're just existing and just not really living. Right. And so think of that. Mm-hmm. That's what you don't want to get yourself into the pattern, especially if you know people are leaving, and especially if you know that it's been that way in the past. So, and that could even mean having extra support for yourself so you don't feel everything. And I'm also getting pain in my neck. And so if you're literally getting pain in your neck, or if this is more like a pain in the neck, people around you, pay attention to those that are pain in the neck, because I'm getting pain in my neck on my right side right now. So that would be an indication that there's too much weight on your shoulders with this business. So it's just a matter of communicating, talking about, making sure you're learning to delegate too, so it's not all on your shoulders. Again, sometimes people's literal life lesson is to learn to delegate and to be able to have that support so things could grow and expand and continue to expand and not feel like it's a weight, right?
Right, that's fine.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure I was okay to sign it, that's all. Because I know it's going to be on my shoulders regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure the business is successful enough for me to keep signing each year.
Right. Well, I'm going to say, I don't think you're hearing me, that this is, if you could keep on signing it, if as you're signing it, that you could be really feeling the weight more than you did before, right? And you keep on saying, I'm just going to do this, I'm just going to do this, it's already successful, and I'm just going to keep on going the way I'm going. Just think of that, there's been some kind of like red flags, yellow flags, and again, I keep on feeling physical pain in my neck. And are you starting to get pain in your neck?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. Especially if you feel it in the right side. And you don't have to concentrate on it, but pay attention to every once in a while, even if you get like a kink in your neck or you wake up
right.
and you say, oh my gosh, I must have slept late or what, I mean, or different or whatever.
Yep.
It's just a sign of your body of saying, hey, this business is literally energetically on your shoulders and it could cause, mm-hmm. you know, us to feel like the weight of it. And all of a sudden something that feels joyful and successful feels like we're weighted down with it. Right. So the biggest
right.
message is, again, part of you came in here to, ever since you were 4 years old, you have the energy of, I'll do it myself, pull myself up by my bootstrap, and it's not only in business,
mm-hmm.
in all aspects of your life, right? So think of it, especially
yep.
the last 4 years, and it's like a big, like I'm seeing, like life purpose, and our life purpose is much more than what we do. What we do as far as our job is just one tiny aspect of what we do, and hopefully what we do gives us joy, happiness, and really is a passion, right? And so that's what we're really waking up to, realizing that we've been programmed to become human doings instead of human beings, right? And the more we become human beings, we are healthier physically, mentally, emotionally. So there's a real four-year period, and I'd really encourage you to think about the last 4 years, the last 4 months in particular, and again, over the next 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months, because you're setting up this energetic grid for yourself of either feeling restricted and I'll do it and feeling like it's like an almost like a weighted down energy, like quicksand, or you could be stepping into a place where you're stepping into Miracle Grow. I myself would prefer to do Miracle Grow and stepping into that expansion place in every aspect of your life, and think of the business as just one quarter of your life. It's just like, again, one aspect of where we just put our energy, okay?
Yep.
All right. So you keep up the good work, my dear, and we have another break coming up, and we'll go back to the phone lines right after this short break.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Essential oils. The pure steam distilled oils from aromatic plants, these concentrates can have therapeutic effects simply by inhaling. They can affect our mood, think the heady floral scent of jasmine, as well as being directly antimicrobial and immune boosting, think oregano, thyme, and clove. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net, or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally.
We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at annagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Annagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and we're here to the top of the hour with open phone lines taking your phone calls. And speaking of those phone calls, Benny, why don't we go to the phone?
We are certainly open, and it's 1-800-930-2819 on Transformation Talk Radio, and it's 1-800-930-2819. We have Pina now calling in from Seattle. She's at a crossroads, and she's, there. She can't go anywhere because she has to make a tough decision. She needs some guidance with it. So, Pina, welcome to the Carol Connor Show. What's up?
Thank you very much, and thanks for taking my call. I'm at a crossroad. I used to have my own business, a very successful one, that sold it to become a realtor. As you know, real estate went downhill. So I hung up my license and went back to school, and I'm one class away from getting my bachelor's degree.
Cool.
And I'm considering, I located a little spot where I could redo a cafe again. I located a spot where I could reopen my own business again. I kept saying.
Okay.
But because I don't have the funds or have very little to put it together, my fear is I don't want to use that money, and then what if it's not going to be successful?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my first option. I do have a couple of things in my background where I put aside because of the bachelor.
Yeah.
I found a local publisher. I'm supposed to be writing a book.
Okay.
I started the Panini Trend, so that was me. And I come up with a couple of other things. I'm very creative.
I
could do them on the side. That's what I was thinking. Should I concentrate on that? Should I concentrate on building this new cafe? Or the third option is my old cafe is back for sale, but she's asking a reasonable amount of money, and so I don't think it's worth to do it, but I'm emotionally attached to that.
Emotionally attached to the old business?
To the old cafe, right.
Okay.
Right.
Have you talked to her at all as far as trying to make a deal?
Oh, yeah. I talked to her, way back in April and offered her a couple of things. Sort of, I wanted to step back in and help her out because she needs another person. But it's just the amount of money that she's stuck on. She's very unrealistic, so I suggest she put it on the market, and it's been, obviously, a few months. She thought, I'll have it sold by May, but...
And have you talked to her since then?
Not really. I just kind of went on. I'm helping a friend out run his cafe as a consultant.
Okay.
But I feel that this new place, which is a block away from my house, the lease is three times less than that one. The only thing I would have to put in is building up, for the equipment and that kind of thing. So I feel that I've been doing several jobs while I'm doing, through internship while I'm getting my bachelor.
Yeah.
In hospitality management.
Yeah.
But I feel like my heart is not in none of those, so somehow I always end up leaving, I'm not into it.
Right. Well, sometimes we do studies, so it becomes our background, so it can come in handy down the road, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what's interesting to me is that, first of all, want to contact the old cafe person because you have some energetic tubes and you even literally said I'm emotionally attached to it and just to even sever it because you could find out that she's in a total different position than she was before because it's not selling her she's getting her eyes open as far as a reality check and all the other stuff and so I definitely want to make a connection and and it's important to sever that that cord because it is right off to the left side of the third chakra, and so that's and it's literally connected to the cafe. So just imagine like a sword coming in and severing it, and it's like putting your energy back in, and that energetically she could even look at you differently. And then I was interested because when you talked about consulting with the person, because I do see you stepping into the cafe, but the one that's right down the street that you said that might be a financial thing right now, I saw that on a pause button. So I just saw the word pause, and that doesn't mean that pausing for a long time, but I would just make you want sure you have all your ducks in the row before you go in into that place that that's right down the street from you. And then I got pulled to the one that you were doing. You said you were doing consulting with somebody else's cafe?
Yeah, I'm helping him out, which ironically it was the one that wanted to buy my original cafe, but I didn't sell it to him because he couldn't cash me out.
Okay.
But I just, you know, at first he sort of made a deal with me and then he went back on his word. So I'm just there. You know, I'm helping out as much as I can, but I don't want to give my recipes.
Yeah,
you know, that kind of thing. So my old cassette would be attached to it because I, you know, that was my identity back like in 87 where the book would be tied to. So the book, I put it on the background, but it was something that it was really, I should still write it.
Yes, you definitely should
do
still write it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because this is, and especially because you have what I call the energy field of, you could wear, many hats at the same time. Some people have to just direct their energy in one direction, but you have many, many, you could wear many hats, right? And so that's great. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I'd absolutely, and especially go into that pause button. The pause words looked rather large, but as soon as you talked about writing the book, all of a sudden the pause words looked very smaller. So by writing the book, it's like, it's a better success for you with the future cafe. You are going to have a cafe. That's not a question. It's just where it is. And as soon as you go to the old one, and it's like taking the energetic cords back from it, you can notice that she is in a totally different position where she could be talking about making a deal with you, because I do hear somebody saying, let's make a deal, and it's definitely not a guy's voice, but it's a woman's voice. There is something interesting about the guy that you're helping, though. There seems to be real karmic connection there that's coming up to clearing, especially through the month of December and January with him, especially as things start rolling with you. So I'd absolutely write the book. And did you already say that you have somebody that's ready to print it as soon as you write it? Because I see it in all these different kind of shops, and it looks like it could even be self-published or a small publishing company that's local.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
All right.
It was about a year ago I met this woman locally because I have to do things on a face-to-face.
Yep.
And she's been in business like 20 years, and I felt comfortable because she, that's what she said, self-publishing.
Okay.
And it seems realistic to me, but I got to come up at least with 50 pages.
Okay.
And
Yep.
You know, I would be close to it between the recipes and all the reviews that I've had and different publishing.
Psychologically,
because of my bachelor, I thought, you know, if I could go back to school, get a bachelor, I feel more confident in myself in whatever field I'm going to go into, because obviously I got to pay my mortgage, you know. And I sort of got creative with that, where I rent part of my house as a kind of a B&B in a way, so. That would be ideally my final at B&B in Italy. And that was my other thing. It's like, should I just continue to take these little jobs and then just make the move and get a B&B there and just...
A B&B in Italy? Oh, interesting. Interesting. And that would be your absolute wildest dreams and, and your most... Okay.
I think so, yeah. Like a retirement, you know. I raised my daughter as a single mom, and that's kind of like... I just don't want, I mean, I would love not to do nothing, but I don't think it'd be me.
No, that's not you. You at least have to have your hands, you have that creative energy, you have a lot of yellow-blue energy, and so that's having to, literally that creative energy helps you feel alive and life force, and you can notice as you get older and you want to not have everything on your shoulder that you're learning to delegate, but at least that you're there, having your hand in the mix, you know what I mean? And so that's absolutely, and I do see, again, this cafe, and that was interesting when you said the Italy one, because all of a sudden I saw that as really, it almost sounded like winning a prize, like ding, 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 you know, when I hear that. So, because there's literally the cafe in front of you, right? And so a bed and breakfast to me could look definitely like a cafe, especially when I'm seeing it's like the bed and breakfast part. It looks like it's either separated by like this. It almost looks like this small breezeway kind of room, or it's definitely separated from your dwelling. So, have you literally looked around in Italy for places that are opened?
I'd did that a couple years ago because like I said, I used to be a realtor, so I have some connections there in the area. I pinpoint the area exactly where I want to be. Kind of did my homework. So I spent at least 10 days with the agent. I mean, just going around and looking at places. And and so I saw several different ones. Because I wanted to be realistic to see how many there were, because in the last 20 years, I know a lot of, like, English and Germans and now Russians are buying those properties.
Right.
I was kind of thinking ahead, because that's where my family is, that's where I'm from, and that's probably where my daughter eventually, because I'm basically here more for my daughter.
Yeah. And I just heard my cue, but I would absolutely, because you said it's a couple years, look at those ones that are in Italy, again, and it could be something that's coming up that you never saw before, so I would absolutely look at that. But one thing for sure, you're stepping into the cafe, go get the your energy out of the old one, and then you'll be stepping into the new one. Alrighty?
Right.
And have a great day, and I heard my cue, and so you're listening to the Kara O'Connor Show, and next week we'll be live again, and so may you align with the divine.